From a distance, the Dallas Police Memorial shimmers like a silvery bar of light against the concrete backdrop of City Hall and the Convention Center. Up close, it's a powerful modern monument that honors Dallas police officers killed in the line of duty. Architects Edward Baum and John Marusiak of the University of Texas at Arlington won a competition sponsored by the City of Dallas to design the memorial. Oglesby Green Architects and Datum Engineering also worked on the project. It was privately funded and completed in the year 2000. Instead of using conventional images of remembrance, the architects chose a more abstract vocabulary. The design suggests the mourning band worn on badges when an officer is killed. The main elements of the memorial are two planes of bead-blasted stainless steel. Each is 90 feet long, 10 feet wide, and 20 inches thick. One of the flat planes emerges at a 57-degree angle from a deep cleft in the grass. The names and badge numbers of slain police officers are engraved in the metal. 8 feet up, a matching stainless steel plane hovers like a roof. It stretches 40 feet farther north than the one below. It's supported by a row of 9 stainless steel columns, each 7 inches in diameter and tipped sideways. The balance looks so precarious, and the reflected light from the metal surfaces is so intense, that the roof seems to fly. Badge numbers of 72 fallen officers are cut through the roof so the numbers glow within the shade that's cast on the ground. At night, the memorial is floodlit, and the numbers stand out dark against the shining metal. The message of the Dallas Police Memorial that emerges from its powerful design is about honor and sacrifice. Indeed, it is a place of contemplation, but not of mourning.